Spring by H.G. Adams. A bursting into greenness, a waking as from sleep, a twitter and a warble that make the pulses leap, a watching as in childhood for the flowers that one by one open their golden petals to woo the fitful sun, a gust, a flash, a gurgle, a wish to shout and sing, as filled with hope and gladness, we hail the vernal spring. Summer by Lowell. Now is the high tide of the year, and whatever of life hath ebbed away comes flooding back with a ripply cheer into every bare inlet and creek and bay. We may shut our eyes, but we cannot help knowing that skies are clear and grass is growing. The breeze comes whispering in our ear that dandelions are blossoming near, that maize has sprouted, that streams are flowing, that the river is bluer than the sky, that the robin is plastering his house hard by. And if the breeze kept the good news back, for other couriers we should not lack. We could guess it all by yon heifer's lowing. And hark, how clear bold Chanticleer, warmed with the new wine of the year, tells all in his lusty crowing. Autumn by Thomas Hood. The autumn is old, the sere leaves are flying, he hath gathered up gold, and now he is dying. Old age begins sighing. The year's in the wane, there is nothing adorning, the night has no eve, and the day has no morning. Cold winter gives warning. Winter by Charles T. Brooks. Now no plumed throng charms the wood with song. Ice-bound trees are glittering. Merry snowbirds twittering fondly strive to cheer scenes so cold and drear. Winter, still I see many charms in thee. Love thy chilly greeting, snowstorms fiercely beating, and the dear delights of the long, long nights.